Do you have to hit a button or something at that end?
Yep.
Tell them you're ready. Good evening, everyone. Welcome. We have one member here. We got a couple guest visitors here today. We have a new city assistant city clerk. And how do you get this so everyone can see?
Yes.
And then we have appropriate for Mr. Frieder's desk. We have somebody acting like a crazy fool. So we will call the meeting to order here for Tuesday, January 12th, and we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance, please. My Pledge of Allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to
Do I hear the train?
No.
Oh, I thought I heard the train. I was going to have one of the children sit in the attorney's seat, but I thought she might get offended. So, you're fine right there. Okay, now that we've done the Pledge of Allegiance, we can start with roll call, please.
Polk?
Here.
Transier?
Here.
Milshewski?
Here.
Blocher?
Here.
Bunkhauser?
Here.
Frieders?
Nay.
Tarulis?
Here.
Peterson?
Yes.
We have a quorum.
Excellent. Thank you very much. And again, thank you, everyone, and Happy New Year. We have a quorum. We have the agenda. I have no amendments to the agenda. Is anyone else? Okay. None. Good. Are there any presentations? We have no presentations. We have no public hearings. There are no citizens. Okay. There are no citizens here who would like to speak at the meeting. Are there any citizens in Zoom land who would like to speak? I hear none, okay. Better check these off and make sure I remember we did them all. We have in front of us a consent agenda for the minutes of the regular city council meeting for December 8th, 2020, and bills for approval in the total amount of $5,435,533.76. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mr. Funkhauser?
Second.
I heard, and who was the person out here?
I moved, that's so moved.
Okay, I heard Funkhauser and Milshewski. Okay. So I'm
told. My second now.
Yes, so you can have a second, Ms. Milshewski. Okay, I'm told we don't discuss this, so we'll do a roll call. Oh, I didn't declare, because this is a Zoom meeting, we're allowed to do this under the emergency order of the governor, and everything needs to be a roll call vote. So now, roll call, please.
Polk?
Yes.
Milshewski?
Yes.
Bunkhauser?
Yes.
Tarulis?
Yes.
Transier?
Yes.
Blocher?
Yes.
Frieders?
Present.
Peterson?
Yes.
Motion carries.
7-0-1. Thank you very much. Or is that just 7-0?
8-0.
Presence and positive? Okay, well passed. Okay.
Presence go with the majority of the vote.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now we're to the mayor's report. So we have several things, and of course, we have several things that are not listed. The first is, as I said earlier, Happy New Year, everyone. It's hard to believe it's already the 12th. It's been almost a month since we last met. And I do have to give my special condolences to Ken Cope. Ken, your Buckeyes got their butts whipped again. I tell you what, they made the big game, but I didn't watch it. I want you to know, Ken, I dreamt about it last night. I'm such a Big Ten fan. Not like you or Ohio State, but I like the Big Ten. But I couldn't watch it, and I dreamt that Ohio State got their butts kicked, and I woke up and they did. So anyway, Ken, I was thinking of you when I read that score. And I was thinking about some things the other day that have nothing to do with the Ohio State Buckeyes. But as we know, 2020 presented some challenges to us. But I want us to also think of some of the positives that came from it. Considering everything that went awry, our town, our city here, I think we did a good job. I think the city council, you were very supportive of the staff and myself. We were able to help a lot of the businesses. We're going to talk about that later in the meeting. We were able to grant out $400,000 to some of the local businesses, and some of those checks went out today, in fact. We acquired a new building for a city hall and police department, and relatively speaking, our budget was okay. So I know it was a challenging year, but let's also think of some of the positive things. So just wanted to recap a couple of those things. And then the other thing I want to do is I want to, and this ties into item number two under the mayor's report. We have an IGA between the city and the health department to allow the health department to use our new building that we just purchased for coronavirus vaccines. And we've had several, I don't know, was it 8 or 10, 12, I don't know how many staff members, city staff members who have volunteered their time over the next several weeks to help get those vaccines out quicker. And I know some people have their own thoughts, but I think that's a damn good thing, quite frankly. I'm proud of the number of people stepped up. I spoke to Chief Jensen and Bart. I spoke to them several times over the New Year's weekend. I spoke to them New Year's Day and the whole weekend. We were emailing, texting, speaking multiple times on how can we help move this forward. And we're in contact with the health department. There's been some great cooperation. And I just want to thank the staff for stepping up to the plate because they really did. It was a holiday weekend and I was just kind of, I was my cranky old self. And they reacted. And you know who else helped? It was Kathy and Lynn helped tremendously too, reaching out to different people. So I just want to say that's something y'all ought to be proud of because the staff really stepped up. So along those lines, a couple of items we just talked about. We have the first item on the mayor's report is 2020. Is that 2020 or should that be 2021? I never thought of it. But it does not matter.
It was an older agenda item.
Oh, okay. We have the local CARE economic support program. So we're looking for a program update, and then we're going to be looking for an ordinance amendment for the budget. So Mark, do you want to know? Actually, Aaron gets to do this, because Aaron and Lynn. Lynn, how many dollars you say? Over $3 million we've helped businesses with? Is that correct? I see you shaking your head, yes?
Yes, over $3 million, yes.
And this particular program that the city council, you all did a great job on this, was over $400,000. And I tell you what, on New Year's Eve, I was making phone calls, the 30th, 31st, and the couple, you know, over the weekend, the first of the year, and these people who received the grants, they were so grateful, so thankful. I wasn't talking to them face to face, but over the phone, you could just see or hear, some of them had tears in their eyes, and they were so thankful. And I told them, listen, the staff did the work, and the city council gets the credit, because you're the ones who approved the $400,000. And through the request, we were able to give out about 78% of the eligible dollars. So it really was a fantastic job. So Aaron, I want you to go ahead and talk a little more, please.
So all $400,000 of the grant has been awarded by email. The checks have been started this week. So we had the applicant enter into an agreement with the city. Those were sent out last week, and we had the first batch get approved and signed yesterday, so they were headed out the door today and tomorrow, and we hope to have the second and final batch completed at the end of the week, so the remaining grant awardees will have those checks in hand by the end of next week, and then we will continue to close out the state process with the paperwork. But before you do have a budget amendment to approve the $200,000 for the economic support program. It's an in and out. And then also we are combining this with the downstate stabilization program that was done previously back in June and July when we had our public hearings for those. Same thing, it's just an in and out of the general fund.
Questions or comments for Aaron? Mr. Funkhauser, I know I did something out of order here. I'm sure that's what you're going to tell me. Is that correct?
No, I think I was going to say we need a motion, but you were doing the update, and so I think you're...
So you're making the motion, though. Is that what this is?
Yeah, about? I'll make the motion.
And the motion is to approve an ordinance authorizing the Seventh Amendment to the annual budget for the fiscal year ending April 30th, 2021, and authorize the mayor and clerk to execute. Is that your motion, sir?
Second.
Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Koch? Okay. So, again, tremendous job by everyone. Absolutely everyone. It is fantastic. Other questions or comments? Please, any. Okay, we'll ask for a roll call. This does require six votes because it's an amendment to the budget. Is that correct? It is correct. Okay. Roll call, please.
Bilshewski?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Yes.
Tarulis?
Yes.
Transier?
Yes.
Bocher?
Yes.
Breeders?
Yes.
Peterson?
Yes.
Koch?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Excellent. Thank you so much. And again, the businesses, thank you so much. It was gratifying to be able to speak to these businesses and tell them we're helping them out. Okay. Under Mayor's report, the second item is a resolution. I'm looking for a motion to approve the resolution approving an IGA between the Kendall County Board of Health and the City of Yorkville for the use of 651 Prairie Point Building and authorize the mayor and clerk to execute.
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Peterson, and I think Ms. Milshewski again. I'm not positive, but I think that's what I heard. Okay. So this is what it says here. It allows the health department via the Board of Health to use our building to administer the COVID shots, the coronavirus shots. And I think the shots they have now are the Moderna shots, is what I've been hearing. My guess is we'll get some of the others as time goes on. Bart or Kathy, do either one of you have anything that you want to add to this?
No, it's a pretty simple agreement, I think.
Okay. Questions or comments? None? Roll call, please.
Funkhauser?
Yes.
Tarulis?
Yes.
Transier?
Yes.
Bocher?
Yes.
Breeders?
Yes.
Peterson?
Yes.
Koch?
Yes.
Milshewski?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. And my understanding is, I think next week they're going to be going to 1B. Is that correct, Mr. Jensen?
We believe so. 1B is coming very soon.
That's what we think. It'll be coming soon. And 1B, I'm trying to think, that's like essential workers, that's teachers, and it's on the state website as well, but those are some of the big ones, and I know actually some of our staff have received the shots, which is fantastic. Again, I can't thank everyone enough for how they've stepped up to the plate, because I think it's real important that we take the leadership role and move this thing forward as quickly as can be done. So thank you again. Okay, next, I am looking for a motion to approve an intergovernmental agreement between the Village of Oswego, City of Yorkville, Village of Montgomery, Kendall County, for Elevate Federal Lobbyist Contract and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute. And we will discuss this before we vote on it, but I'm looking for a motion to get it on the table.
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Transier and Mr. Plucher. Good to see you both. Okay. This is, I'm going to let Bart talk about the details, but this is for $37,500 annually, and what we are hiring them for is to work on metro monies and water monies. And there might be some other small things, but those are the big projects. Bart, anything that you want to add?
Yeah, Kendall County will be reviewing this, I believe, next week. Montgomery reviewed yesterday and approved it, I think unanimously. Sligo had approved it in mid-December and approved it unanimously. So this is set up in the exact same way that our state lobbyists are set up, in that Sligo is the contract holder, and then the remaining entities will join the intergovernmental agreement and then get access to the lobbying services and split the cost. Of note, the four participants within the agreement, Montgomery, Oswego, Yorkville, and Kendall County, have had conversations in the past, although not recently, with Plain on the Sandwich about potentially jumping on for lobbying services related to the Metro extension. And so I would anticipate that there will be some sort of regional discussion at some point in the near future with them about whether they want to participate in person and financially. So that is not addressed here. It would require, you know, some sort of either side agreement or something later on, but it is at their discretion at this point. So we've held our kickoff meeting with the lobbyists this past week under the assumption and hope that the agreement would be approved. They are actively seeking information from us first, so we're scheduling staff meetings before we probably start to see some outreach efforts in early February, assuming approval here. With that, I'm happy to take any questions.
Mr. Funkhauser, I'll start with him. He's in the audience here.
The only question I have is, if this scope changes, if we bring on Plano Sandwich, does this have potential to increase our obligations on this, knowing that we have multiple lobbyists locally and federally potentially now?
Yeah, I don't anticipate that the scope or the price will change based on bringing additional partners. And that was something we had asked early on. And so it's really just more of an internal split of how those costs are associated. The lobbyists know that they're working for a regional entity. We might all have our own inquiries and, you know, small projects here and there, but the thrust of the work should be Metro and the Water Source Project.
And if we add any of those small interests that are to us specifically, that's not an extra charge that's within our scope that we're paying for. And this is a one-year term, and then we can renew after that, correct?
So the way that the term is set up is that the contract renews with Oswego on a one-year basis. So Oswego is the contract holder, has the ability to cancel it or to renew it. And then the intergovernmental agreement is open-ended, subject to a 30-day out for each one of the members. So we don't have to approve it every year as much as we just need to think about it. And if we want to pull out of the agreement for whatever reason, we would just have to notify the rest of our partners that we're doing so with 30-day notice.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Any questions from any of the aldermen and alder lady in Zoom land? I'm scanning. I see no hands, nor do I hear any. So I will go with a roll call, please.
Tarulis?
Yes.
Transier?
Yes.
Locher?
Yes.
Breeders?
Yes.
Peterson?
Yes.
Koch?
Yes.
Milshewski?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Funkhauser? Motion carries.
Thank you all very much. Okay, I think that's the end of the first mayor's report. I always get a second crack at the apple later in the meeting, and as you know, I love to take that opportunity. But we will pass it over to the Public Works Committee, which is Mr. Arden J. Plocher.
We have Grand Reserve Unit 23, Public Works PW 2020-68.
Is that a
motion? To accept the public improvements as described in the bill of sales for the ownership and maintenance by the city and authorized to reduce the performance guarantee, resulting in the remaining performance guarantee in the amount of $520,410.95 to cover the one-year maintenance period, subject to verify that the developer has no outstanding debt owed to the city for the project, receipt and signed bill of sale, and the developer posing a separate security in the amount of $336,366.84 to cover the 120% for the Tuscany Trail upon receipt of the new performance guarantee, and to separate the security from the Tuscany Trail, and the existing bond may be released.
There is a second. Mr. Koch, is that a second?
Second.
Okay. So we have a motion and a second. I know I will have some questions, but I will allow the city council to ask questions. If there are any questions. Bart, do you have anything you want to offer? Oh, Mr. Frieders, I'm sorry. Your hand was blending in there. I apologize. Go ahead.
Joe, can you read that again?
Sure.
I believe you received a copy.
Would you like me to read it?
Oh, you're right. No, you just sent it. Thank you, Arden.
Fantastic. Okay. Other questions from other aldermen? Ken, did you have a question? Okay. You're
nope.
Just hoping to cheer like you didn't get a chance to last night. Okay. Bart, did you have anything? The only thing I have, and I didn't ask this earlier, and I should have asked, is Brad on, or is this a Bart question? So.
Hope I'm here, Mayor.
You're somewhere around there. Okay. Oh, there, I see you. Okay. The 120% for Tuscany Trail. What needs to be done in Tuscany Trail?
Sure. So that particular stretch of roadway transverses over a couple different units. So what will be required, and the developer is going to take care of that this year in 2021, but basically replacing all of the pavement, so removing the binder, putting new binder in, and a new surface course. So that was at the direction of myself and Eric to delay it and do the whole thing as one single project, just going to result in a better end product for the city.
Okay. And I'm trying to remember, where is Tuscany Trail in there?
Basically, it connects to Mill Road. It's kind of the major north-south roadway.
Okay. Yeah, I remember that. Okay, thank you. Well, thank you for answering that. That's fantastic.
Sure.
Okay, any other questions? Roll call, please.
Hands here. Transier?
Yes.
Blocher?
Yes.
Frieders?
Yes.
Peterson?
Yes.
Koch?
Yes.
Milshewski?
Yes.
Bunkhauser?
Yes.
Tarulis?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Fantastic. Mr. Plotcher?
Number two. TW 2020-69-2021 Road to Better Roads Program. A much smaller motion, a motion to approve an MTF resolution and cost estimate for the 2021 Road to Better Roads Program and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Second.
That was a second by Mr. Frieders. Fantastic. Okay, any questions from aldermen on this? Ms. Milshewski.
Hi.
Hola.
So I'm reading that this is for crack sealing and they list Houston. Please tell me there's no way you can seal the cracks on Houston. Am I reading that wrong? Like, is there more going to happen to Houston? Because it has greatly deteriorated. Both Houston and Mill have greatly deteriorated this winter.
Is that a Brad or an Eric answer? Brad?
Yeah, I can answer that. So, no, it's going to be milled and resurfaced. There's crack sealing as part of the overall project.
Right.
Mill and Houston will be patched, milled, and overlaid.
Thank you. They're really not going to be too good by the end of the winter.
Absolutely.
Correct. At least half the distance is okay. You're coming up the hill and you drive on the wrong side of the road, you're okay. Thank you.
You bet.
I know those roads are fantastic for drive-by parades for birthdays, so that'll do.
Yeah, because you are on the right, the good side of the street going down the hill. Thank you, Nick. That was very nice of you.
Other questions or comments? Now, the estimate on this was about 948 grand. Is that correct, Mr. Sanderson?
Correct, Mayor.
And we expect the bids in March, correct?
We're anticipating taking bids in March, correct.
Excellent. I see Eric nodding his head. Brad's over here. Eric's over here. I feel like a quarterback. And if I were a Bears quarterback, I'd throw an interception after this. Okay, what other notes do I have? Yeah, that's about the bulk of it. Okay, no other questions? We'll do a roll call, please.
Bocher?
Yes.
Raiders?
Yes.
Peterson?
Yes.
Koch?
Yes.
Wilczewski?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Yes.
Tarulis?
Yes.
Van Zier?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. And I know one thing I should add, it has nothing to do with the MFT dollars, because those were MFT dollars. One thing we looked at for the current fiscal year, and because of the coronavirus sneaking up upon us, we didn't do it. We were able to at least budget for additional roads for this year with non-MFT dollars. And as we work with the staff on the budget, we'll look and see, because I know improving roads is important to every single one of you. I've heard that numerous times. We'll look and see if there are sections of road that we might be able to add as we do the budget. But because these are MFT dollars, we needed to do these now. Okay. Economic Development Committee report. I see nothing on there. What's going on?
No report.
Come on, chicken. Excellent. Yeah, Mr. Frieders, were you clucking? Is that what that was? A cluck cluck?
Yeah.
Yes, excellent. Public Safety Committee report. Seaver, do you have anything?
No report.
Seaver, just think, a little, maybe a year from now, roughly, you'll be able to walk to the new office. You'll be able to walk there. We'll put a bridge so you can cross that little gully there. You'll be able to walk. That's fantastic. Okay, Admin Committee, you're meeting, what, next week?
Yes.
And you're going to do some really cool things there, aren't you?
Yes.
Chris has got some exciting things planned for next week. I'm excited about these. So that's fantastic. Okay, Park Board. Do we have an update from the Park Board?
No report, Mr. Mayor.
I do see, though, the photos you sent. The playground's coming along nicely, isn't it?
Yeah, it's about 98-99% done. We just got a few ADA things to do, and we should have it all ready to go by the time spring comes around.
That's fantastic. And this is the one at Beecher, in case people aren't aware of what I'm speaking.
Yes.
It's a fantastic-looking park. The staff really cranked out some stuff last year. You know, without some of the other stuff going on, we had a good spell of dry weather, and they did an amazing job. So I was really, really pleased. And Tim, actually, you're one of the people who volunteered over at the new building today, correct?
Yes, I did. There was five of us today, including Dee from Christie's department that volunteered today. So it was a really exciting day. Just a lot of people happy to come in and get their shots.
That's fantastic. Good. Good, thank you very much. And Christy, was Dee from your office? Thank her too. Okay, Planning and Zoning Commission. Speaking of Christy, there's a meeting next week, correct?
Correct.
Excellent. And the sign ordinance is going to be on there?
Yes, the public hearing, yes.
Excellent. And then didn't you say there's also something on there to eliminate all grass from all yards in the city and only go with natural vegetation? Was that on there as well?
Absolutely not.
Okay. I misunderstood that. Okay, thank you. Just give me a heart attack, Chris. Okay, City Council report. We'll start. Mr. Funkhauser, do you have anything?
I do not.
Okay. Mr. Frieders, I see your hand. Do you have something?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. We've begun outreach on the 2021 Hope for the Day National Suicide Prevention Action Month proclamation. We hit double digits today. We've got 10 cities in 3 different states who have agreed to not only talk about suicide, but allow resource information for their local mental health resources to be shared with their constituents. So rock and roll.
Excellent. That's good. Thank you very much. Other city council members? I see none. City clerk's report?
No report.
And just so everyone knows, Lisa did her basement to look just like her office. She brought those windows in. She's so dedicated, loves work so much. That's what she told me earlier. She was in her basement. So, we have community and liaison reports. Any reports? Mr. Funkhauser has something.
Since our last meeting was the beginning of December, just wanted to thank the police department for their Shop with a Cop operation as a Kiwanis member partnering with them. It was a fantastic experience. The police department was able to help out, correct me if I'm wrong, 25 families. So it's a fantastic program. It was really good to see them. Had quite a few of the officers out and going house to house for these children, these families, and just a great opportunity, great program. So I really commend them for the work that they did and getting that program put together and just knocking it out. It was fantastic to see that happen. So great program. Thank you very much for that. Also, this past Saturday, it was the Officer Appreciation Day. So kind of following along that line for the gratitude of the officers. Whether it's the federal, state, sheriffs, or local, I wanted to extend my appreciation and gratitude for them. I know it was this past weekend, but still, very important to myself. And then the last one, I wanted to bring up an item that's of importance to myself. Here locally, as an elected official, looking at the state has a piece of legislation. It's a bill that has been brought up. It was originally HB 163, which is the police reform bill. It's now under a couple different numbers. There's some amendments. This is a reform bill that is very extensive. It's been pushed into the session that we have right now that ends tomorrow. There's so much into this bill. While I'm not going to deny that there needs to be reform at probably every level and wherever you can look at, there's places you can reform. But this is an overarching, very large, very important bill that it appears that there has been a lack of communication with stakeholders, such as just the local law enforcement, the different criminal justice entities, victims advocacy entities. This is something that really needs a very good look at it in order to make it effective. What's being pushed through with the 611-page bill plus the trailers were about 1,000 pages. I'm not going to say we don't need some of this, but some of this is just being pushed through very quickly without the proper thought. I encourage you to reach out to your legislators, other elected officials, whether it's your state or local mayors. Let them know that this is something that's important, that we really should not be pushing through this quickly, that we should take the time to actually get the stakeholders involved and really drill down on this one. If you read what's out there, there are many statements on it. There are a lot of potentially harmful pieces, locally even for us, financially. Well, unfunded mandates, adding body cameras. I'm not opposed to adding body cameras. We need to be able to finance it. We need to put it in. But there's a lot of things that go much further that can hurt victims of crimes, which we don't want to see that happen, but that's part of what's in there. It's very extensive. When you look at the Illinois Sheriff's Association, Fraternal Order of Police, Fraternal Order of Police Labor Council, Illinois Association of Chiefs of Police, the Chicago Lodge 7 FOP, the Illinois State's Attorneys Association, all of them have issued statements against this piece of legislation. Now, they all acknowledge that there are parts of it and there is need for reform, but that's an extensive list of those who have very large concerns about this bill. So I encourage anybody that has the ability to send an email or call your legislators about this and ask them to not act on this and to give it a little more consideration. Thank you.
Thank you. What bills were those again, Mr. Funkhauser?
It is, the original number is HB 163, and it is followed by, one second here, I have it.
1968.
Thank you.
That's a good year.
Yeah, it's unfortunately complicated because the original bill number has changed, and now there's a couple trailers on it, so I apologize. I don't have the most current.
Well, that's fine. That still helps, so.
Yeah.
Thank you. Mr. Frieders, please.
Yeah, just to talk about the opposite of that, you should contact your elected officials and tell them what portions of that police reform bill make sense for you. Because if a police officer takes away someone's constitutional rights, they themselves should be held liable and be made to pay for their legal representation. So please, contact your local elected officials, the ones that are important that have either donkeys or elephants behind their names, and talk to them about the portions of this bill that actually make sense. Because again, if you allow a police officer to remove someone's constitutional rights, they themselves should be financially responsible instead of the taxpayers who are always footing the bill.
Others? Thank you both. Any other community and liaison reports? Any other staff reports?
No reports.
No reports. Well, now we're down to the mayor's report. Number two. So, first thing I want to report on is last year, when the COVID hit in March, I think we were nervous about a few things. But one of the things I think surprised most of us, definitely me, is the number of homes that went up in the city. And we had about 317 new homes last year in New Yorkville. And that's the highest number since what, 07, 08, since the great housing boom. Almost, it's hard to believe it's almost 15 years ago. So it's amazing. And the staff, Christy and her staff did an amazing job keeping pace with everything. And I appreciate that. And it's good, it brings in new revenue. And slowly but surely, we're winding up some of these old subdivisions that have been around for 15 or 20 years. And also, I'm going to tie this next part into the budget update. The budget, I don't know if Rob's going to do this or Bart's going to do this, but we received our sales tax numbers from October, and the two sales tax are up 6% and 9%. I think the 9% was the non-home rule, is that correct? And the 6% is the one the state allows. So we continue to see good numbers. I'm guessing November might be a little lower. I don't know. I know some of the restaurants took a hit in November. But overall, we've done better than we anticipated. Bart, you or Rob, are going to give any more on the budget?
That was actually all we had to report was the sales tax.
Oh, okay.
So those were released on, I believe, Monday. So after packets were created. So that's new information.
Good, good. So it's good information. Yes, it is. And Bart is going to give the Prairie Point building update, and then have one last item after that. So Bart, please, go ahead.
Sure. We've conducted interviews with 7 out of 8 aldermen for the space needs meeting, so we're still scheduling one more. The architects, since last Thursday, have been crunching input received from the elected officials and from the staff weeks before. I'm hopeful that internally we'll start to receive either some layouts or cost estimates or concepts here next week. Probably not for a city council discussion as a group whole on January 26th, we had hoped a couple months ago, but definitely for that first meeting in February, we anticipate having a pretty good discussion with options on where the chamber is going to go, which seems to be the biggest issue that needs to be resolved first before we program the rest of the building, and how much each of those options are going to cost. So I thank everybody. It's been very interesting to see where people sit on different issues, and I will say that we'll have a lot of work and discussion to do over the next few weeks.
Questions or comments for Bart? Well, again, Bart hit it on the head, but thank everyone who's given their input. There's been some real interesting comments. I know some of the meetings I've sat in on Zoom meetings, there's been some real good comments and a lot of thought, so I appreciate that. So one other thing I have is, it has nothing to do with any current city business. However, I see there are two gentlemen in the audience who are both running for Ward 3. So I would, if either of you, I think you both know who you are, either of you want to talk to Bart or any of the staff, you know, feel free to reach out. And if you want to reach out to myself, you don't have to. I'm not telling you need to, but if you have anything for me, you can text me. My cell number is 630-363-7466. I'll be glad to talk to you, but I always ask that you text, because if I don't recognize the number, I'm getting just a junk ton of those spams for my car maintenance plan. So unless you have a real good maintenance plan, it can be the other 250 I got this week. I probably won't talk to you unless I recognize the number. But again, you don't need to, but if you want to, I'll be glad to talk to you. Okay, any additional business? Are there any citizen comments? Ladies, do you have any comments? Hi. The audience says hello. One said no comments. Anyone in Zoom land have any comments? No? Okay. Excuse me, there's one comment. What's that? Oh, one of the audience members here says hello to everyone. Okay, and we have no need for executive session, though I think Bart, you might have some things they're going to be sending out shortly.
Yes.
Excellent. And I'm looking for a motion to adjourn. By Mr. Funkhauser.
Second
by Closure, I think. And I heard all yeses. This requires roll call. Yes, 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 yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Thank you all very much. 45 minutes. Fantastic.
Happy New Year.
Yes.
Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Happy New Year.
My vote to adjourn is no. We still have another.